Track 3, Tim's Big Norfolk Easy Quiz. Here's Sam to introduce this month's quiz. I bet you can't wait.
Hello and welcome to this month's quiz, dear listener. Well, thank you for all your messages about the farrago that was last month's Carry On Questions quiz. And we do apologise, and we promised not to do that sort of thing again. No, really? Okay, maybe just once. Well, this month we have taken feedback on board and we've stripped the questions bare. Here I go again. Giving us all a chance to express our knowledge of the County of Norfolk. Well, 10 questions which I will read out twice, and then on a later track we will recount the question and hear the answer. Simple as that, really. And I want to be able to hear you all cheer, hooray! I've got more correct this month than ever before. Well, I will, of course, give you our score in the answers section too. So here goes with our easy peasy, lemon squeezy, big Norfolk quiz. So let's start with a nice easy one. Question 1. Which Norfolk town used to be known as Bishop's Lynn? Which Norfolk town used to be known as Bishop's Lynn? Question 2. In which Norfolk town could you visit Bishop Bonner's Cottage and the Mid-Norfolk Railway? In which Norfolk town could you visit Bishop Bonner's Cottage and the Mid-Norfolk Railway? And question 3. Which Norfolk National Park is a protected wetland offering over 125 miles of lock-free navigable waterways? Which Norfolk National Park is a protected wetland offering over 125 miles of lock-free navigable waterways? And question 4. Which Norfolk place has unique striped cliffs and is known for its beautiful sunsets over water? Which Norfolk place has unique striped cliffs and is known for its beautiful sunsets over water? And so to our halfway point now. Question 5. What is the name of the market town given Market Charter by King John in 1204 and has a museum in a bridewell? That's a house of correction. So what is the name of the market town given Market Charter by King John in 1204 and has a museum and a bridewell, which, as I said earlier, is a house of correction? Oh, so how are you doing, eh? Question 6. Ready for question 6? OK. What was established near Norwich in 1963, taking over the Earlham Hall estate and an old golf course? What was established near Norwich in 1963, taking over the Earlham Hall estate and an old golf course? And question 7. What Norwich building might you have seen Charlie Chaplin, Cary Grant and Harry Lauder in? It was founded in 1758 and it has been built 3 times. So, what Norwich building might you have seen Charlie Chaplin, Cary Grant and Harry Lauder in? It was founded in 1758 and it has been rebuilt 3 times. And question 8. Nugent Monk founded which Norwich institution in 1921, taking over a former Roman Catholic chapel and a baking soda factory? Nugent Monk founded which Norwich institution in 1921, taking over a former Roman Catholic chapel and baking soda factory? And question 9. Which house stands in 20,000 acres of gardens, parks and woodland and was described by Pevsner, the architect, writer, as frenetic Jacobean? And it was also the setting for the first Royal Christmas broadcast in 1932. That kind of gives it away a bit. So which house stands in 20,000 acres of gardens, parks and woodland and described by the architect Pevsner as frenetic Jacobean? And as I said, also the setting for the first Royal Christmas broadcast in 1932. And our final question is question number 10 for all you mathematicians out there. Yes, question number 10. Where in Norfolk would you go to see the birthplace of the fish finger, the world's only full-time circus with a sinking water ring, and a 17th century three-story winter gardens that was transported from Torquay? So where in Norfolk would you go to see the birthplace of the fish finger and the world's only full-time circus with a sinking water ring and a 17th century three-story winter gardens that was transported from Torquay? Well, do you know what? I thought Tim said they were going to be super easy. Really super difficult for you. Well, I suppose compared to some of the previous questions we have had, they are. Carry on that one. Well, what do you think? Well, top your scores up and we can compare notes later on. And I will catch you then. Goodbye for now.
Thank you, Sam. I think that was definitely an improvement on last time. And I think I might actually have done quite well. We shall see. Mustn't blow my own trumpet too soon, must I?